This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does it say to you, though, when we look at all the problems that, you know, evidently there are people out there, I disagree with them, but I, you know, this is their point of view, that government can solve all these problems. And they say, well, this is why we have to raise taxes. This is why we have to give more authority. This is why Poland Cars needs to keep emergency authority during a COVID pandemic, because government can solve problems and government can actually make our lives better. How can we say that out loud? And then we turn around and say, but we can't keep a grocery store in a city. This seems to have broken the brain of every elected official in Buffalo. And yet we're turning around and you expect to solve the problem. I'm telling you, this behavior and watching what this administration going in is up against, I have resisted everything in my power. I'm not sure I can anymore. It's to the point where I can't take it. I can't take it. Watching these migrants and refugees pour into the city before Trump takes office, watching them gut all the hotels on purpose to make the job of Director Brophy more difficult, how they're defending all these people that are rapists and murderers and trying to imply as if the ERO and ICE is out there to try to separate families. And then we have a story where a supermarket, we can't keep a supermarket open. We've got all these workers from a tire factory that lost their jobs, and we go to the United Way, and then the balls of a non-government organization like the International Institute of Buffalo to request, can you help us out with these 70 families? Let me tell you something, board of directors at the International Institute of Buffalo, you have a $7 million budget from our tax dollars. If you can't take care of 70 families on your own, something needs to be done about your ability to render any aid to a group. If you can't take care of 70 people with $7 million and you've got to go to us and ask for help while the United Way is handing out turkeys to people that work at a tire factory that got fired, go back to hell. What are we doing? Our residents don't have a grocery store. We don't have high-speed internet. We don't have sidewalks. And if it snows really bad, you don't have 911. If it snows really bad, you don't have emergency services. Excelsior. I got people in North Carolina living in tents right now with throwing, you know, newspapers and furniture into a fire. And I'm running around putting Afghanis, I'm putting them four family in a sticking apartment with furniture that you need from me and my audience. I need a grocery store. I need water in Buffalo that doesn't have lead in it. I need sewage that stays in a sewage pipe in East Buffalo. I need sidewalks. I need high-speed internet. I need affordable housing for the men and women of our community that have paid their taxes, that have fought the wars, that have worked their entire adult life. We owe our people. Government needs to be there for the people paying taxes. And then if there's leftover and you want to be benevolent with our money, you can do it with our permission. None of this has been given permission. Mark Poland-Cars, you never ran on your illegal entry of migrants replacing people that have fled your leadership in Erie County. You never told us that you were going to gut the businesses during COVID and watch them go bankrupt so that a Burmese person could go in there and open up a new eatery. You never said you were going to take the money from a hotelier during COVID and then make sure that hotelier was taken care of because you're going to have families from Congo living there. You don't have the balls to put that on the ballot because you know you're going to lose, just like your lie of a candidate, Kamala Harris, lost 76 million votes in a national election. The American people do not want this. The American people want services for their tax dollars. We want to have safe and secure streets. We want to have services. We want to have emergency services. We want our streets plowed. And we want grocery stores for our residents, for the love of God.